My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, will the video chat between Davin and his scammer Belinda happen? Maybe, as soon as the porn crew leaves. Listen and enjoy.
I ask her how Granny is, because remember, Granny has the eyes that can't open.
The old gal's on the mend.
Yeah, somebody put dog food in her eyes. I don't know. Belinda says she's doing well. I'm like glad to hear it, because maybe now we can get on with this. She asked me what I've been doing. I was just trying to keep my sanity while everything is going on. What have you been doing? She goes, okay. I go, what okay? She goes, came back from church a couple hours ago. I go, who'd you go with? She's just with Kasha. That's her daughter. I go, what'd you pray for? She goes, she prayed for you, me, Kasha, and my family. I go, that's nice. What did you pray for me? To have strength to stand against the things around you. Because remember, my wife is now back.
The fluffers.
The wife's also back in the picture, too. I forgot to mention
yeah.
that. Cooked dinner. We had a nice conversation. It was like we almost didn't do these shenanigans. She goes, to have strength to stand against the things around you. I go, thank you. I go, what'd you pray for yourself? She goes, employment, good health, and strength. I go, strength for what? She goes, strength to go through life. I go, are you having doubts that you want to continue with life? She goes, no, but sometimes it's difficult going through life. I go, it is. I go, what is difficult for you right now? She goes, having to take care of my kid and having nothing to do makes me cry. Sometimes life is hard. I go, it is. I agree. I go, do you resent Kasha sometimes? She goes, no. I guess when there is life, there is hope. I go, that's what you tell me. I go, you say you have nothing to do. What do you wish to do? She goes, I wish to finish learning the dressmaking and fashion designing. It's something I love doing. So did Flory, by the way.
I know,
but
it's weird.
You want to know something? That whole passage that he read there is such a matter-of-fact conversation that you start to get brought in.
Well, I mean, yeah. I think this is real. I think this is real.
Okay, but then in one instance you said you thought it was real, and in the next instance did you bring it in the dressmaking, pattern-making, you know?
I think I'm talking to somebody for real right now. This could be the best scam ever.
Yeah.
But I mean, the beautiful thing about Belinda is we never know. I think this could be legit.
Mm.
We'll see. If I ever get this chat, it's got to be legit. I go, I'd love to see some of your designs. Always thinking. She goes, I can design some, but I'm not that good yet. I go, so I don't care. I just want to see what you love to do. Bring some sketches with you on Tuesday. She goes, all I can do is make some few clothes with designs. I go, so bring some of that. Don't you want to share it with me? I go, it's going to be difficult because they are clothes I have made already. But I will try to bring some so you see what I to do. See what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She goes, okay, that'd be nice. What time do you want to get together on Tuesday?
Wow.
That's what I say to her. She goes, around 4 p.m. my time. I go, is it going to happen? Because we've been down this road before. That's what everybody's banking on, that it's not going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen. She goes, yes, only if you guys don't, only if you got, your guys don't leave. I go.
What?
I think she means my porn guys.
Okay.
No.
I go, they have to be done. My wife can't discover that this has happened. I will lose any chance of custody of my kid. They are destroying my house. Sad face. She goes, I hope they leave too. I go, why is that? She goes, so we can video chat.
Wow.
Not looking good for you, Morgane. I go, wink. Okay. I go, I thought you did not like naked women running around my house. She goes, LOL, I don't. I go, jealous? She goes, nope. I go, oh, I thought maybe you wish you were running around naked in my house. She laughs. We always laugh.
Laugh and laugh and laugh.
I go, I guess that is a no, you do not. She goes, yes, at least not now. I go, you are no fun. She goes, I'm going through a lot right now. Sorry if I am no fun. I hear you, but I don't think you've ever been into me in a physical way. She goes, that's because we have not been together physically yet.
Okay.
I go, I understand that, but one can be attracted by pictures. Because remember, she's called me fat and elderly.
Yeah.
She goes, and you are attracted to what you see in my pictures? I go, I think you know the answer to that, but you're not attracted to me. She goes, I have not seen any recent pictures of you, so why do you say that? It's not the body that matters, it's the inner person. I go, you have seen some recent photos that float around Facebook. Physical attraction is important between a couple. We're having a real conversation here.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I know it is. I go, so then we have a bit of a problem, don't you think? She goes, I am attracted to the person I am chatting with, so I don't think there is a problem. I go, well, that is a friendship. A relationship has to have passion. If there's not attraction, then there is no passion. We might have to break up. So since we have attraction, then we have passion, I guess. I go, but you are not attracted to me physically. She goes, I am attracted to you. Why do you think I'm not? I go, okay, I'm not going to fight with you about it. I'm just trying to imagine doing fun, sexy stuff with you, and you do not like to imagine that that stuff with me.
Morgane says, what? No internet porn?
She goes, sometimes it's hard for me because I have not done this before. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Is that why you think I'm not attracted to you? I go, we have done it a bit before. You wrote porn with me. And yes, it does make me wonder sometimes, since right now it is the closest thing we have to intimacy. She goes, well, I guess I will have to try harder. I go, no, I do not wish you to do something you do not feel. She goes, I feel, but it's hard to write what I feel. I go, in the past you said it was not hard. I am confused. She goes, well, sometimes it is. I go, so why was it easier than a few months ago? She goes, it's just that these past few weeks have been quite rough. I go, okay, I'm sorry. So tell me what you have been dealing with. Tell me what your days have been like. She goes, sometimes when I finish taking care of Granny, I go to a place where I can be alone and think about myself and wish my future will be happier than my past.
Well, here's the deal. That she could be talking about herself as the life she's leading as a scammer, not as this just normal person. I mean, you know, she's probably doing this, scamming people and stuff like that. It's paying the bills. But she just let a personal side in where she'd be, you know.
So then that would mean, if what you say is true, that maybe she is into me and thinking maybe she can have a future.
Maybe it's just that you asked her a question on how she feels and, you know, she's just.
But if she felt bad that way, why continue on with the shenanigans if she felt
bad?
She's
trying to get your money.
If she feels bad about it, she's not trying to get my money. Maybe she has feelings for me.
Maybe she's just having feelings about being a scammer in general.
Well, then
you're not the only person that she's talking to. She's talking to all these people all day. Maybe she feels like, what am I doing in my life? I'm doing this scammer nonsense. I'm trying to raise a kid. I want to get a regular job.
I take up a lot of her day. I go, where do you go? She goes, sometimes the washroom or Granny's hall. I go, what do you see in your future? To tell you the truth, it's hard to see anything in the future.
An old woman on a toilet.
I go, what in your life gives you happiness? She goes, Kasha, that's her daughter, gives me happiness. I go, that's good. She goes, yeah, it is. I go, anything else? She goes, not really. I go, what about your friends? She goes, what about them? I go, don't they make you happy? She goes, don't have that many friends, but the few I have, sometimes they make me happy. I go, doesn't Rita make you happy? That's her roommate.
Yeah.
She goes, she does make me happy. I go, does your family make you happy? She goes, yes, they do.
Morgane says she probably has about 3 computers on with 6 screens at once.
No, Morgane, if you've been in this in the beginning, I'm very time-consuming. You never know when I'm going to have suicide or drinking problems or writing porn. You really need you really need your A-game if you're dealing with fake Davin.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.